This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Campaigning for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal came to an end this evening. Single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal is scheduled to take place on Thursday. In West Bengal, on the final day of campaigning, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed rallies at Kulti in West Bardhaman and in Siliguri. BJP leader Rekha Gupta joined a roadshow in Asansol. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public meeting in Haldia. Congress, Left and other parties are also campaigning in support of the party candidates across the state. In Tamil Nadu, Union Minister Piyush Goyal campaigned in the state today. The General Secretary of AIADMK, Edappadi Palaniswamy, addressed public meeting at Salem. TVK founder, actor and politician Vijay campaigned in Chennai. The government today said that the domestic LPG supply across the country remains normal and no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributor across the country. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said, despite the increased prices of crude oil and LPG in the international market, the government strives to ensure the domestic supply of LPG without any disruption.
In spite of increase in the price in the international markets, whether it is LPG or whether it is crude, the prices in the country are more or less stable. Among our neighboring countries, we are having the lowest prices of petrol and diesel in the country. Price ko stable rakhne ke liye, Bharat Sarkar ne excise duty, petrol or diesel, dono pe reduce ki hai. This has helped in maintaining the price stable.
The Election Commission today commenced the second phase of International Election Visitors Program 2026 for the ongoing assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar inaugurated the program at the India International Institute of Democracy and Election Management in New Delhi. The Commission in a statement said a total of 34 delegates from 17 countries, including representatives from their foreign missions in Delhi, will be participating in the program. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, who is on a three-day visit to Germany, has reached Berlin this afternoon. In a social media post, Mr. Singh shared that he was flown in a special German Air Force aircraft and escorted by fighter jets during his flight from Munich to Berlin and accorded military honours on his arrival at Berlin. During the visit, he will hold bilateral talks with his German counterpart Boris Pistorius and other senior leaders to further strengthen the strategic defence partnership between the two countries. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that the civil services play a predominant role in implementing the government's plans and policies at the grassroots level. Addressing the Civil Services Day in New Delhi, Mr. Radhakrishnan commended civil servants as the true implementers of government policies and said that their dedication has been instrumental in the achievements of the government. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have extended their greetings to all civil servants on National Civil Service Day. A cloud of uncertainty has settled over potential US-Iran negotiations in Islamabad, fueled by a combination of Iranian defiance and shifting signals from the White House. It comes as Iran's chief negotiator and Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghaligaf, in a social media post, said Tehran does not accept negotiations under the shadow of threats and the Islamic Republic has been preparing to reveal new cards on the battlefield. On the other hand, US President Donald Trump offered mixed messages about the path ahead for the United States' war against Iran, declaring that he was in no rush to end the conflict. India has delivered 2 tons of life-saving medical supplies to the Sri Hindu Mandal Hospital at Dar es Salaam in Tanzania, reinforcing its humanitarian outreach and commitment to strengthening healthcare cooperation with East African country. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Delhi Capitals in Hyderabad at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.